Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
Where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
I'm in my living room, and this is a classic Montreal apartment. So it's one of those double rooms. I'm in the sort of inner part, and there's a window with the curtains drawn today because it's blazing, blazing hot outside. This is the first real heat wave day of summer.
And what's the most abnormal thing that you did today or recently?
Abnormal?
Abnormal. Strange, out of character, in the context of your new normal or not.
Actually, you know, I usually take this walk up, way up the western part of Mount Royal Street, and it goes up through Outremont toward the cemetery. And that was normal, me taking the walk, but what I saw was just extraordinary. There was a funeral, and all of the mourners were standing at distance from one another, and they were all wearing masks.
Oh, wow. That's a bit haunting.
Yeah, it was. It was very haunting. So when I saw it, I said to myself, wow, this is extraordinary, and the images sort of stayed with me.
Mm-hmm. What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole pandemic period?
Earlier on in the early stages when people were hoarding toilet paper and rushing on grocery stores and pharmacies, buying all the cleaning products and hand sanitizer products and things like that, I didn't hoard any toilet paper or any hand sanitizer, but my most selfish deed was to think very deeply about it.
So the last time we spoke, actually, it was after, I guess, briefly after the release of your first novel, mm-hmm. Accordéon, and I wanted to ask you, the book that followed that, Magnetic Equator, just won the Griffin Poetry Prize. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you what it was like to win such a major award during the pandemic and what it was like to get recognized, you know, in the middle of all of this.
One phrase has been recurring to me that you know, exceptional things can happen, still happen in awful times. You can still be, I guess, singled out for some good fortune when things are in a difficult moment. You know, the Griffin Poetry Prize is usually, they're usually two nights of events. So the first night, I think, is the readings, and then the second night is the award ceremony in Toronto. And that was canceled because of COVID-19. So a video was created, one that, of course, you know, heightened the suspense and the drama and got your heart racing, at the end of which the announcement was of the winners, international and Canadian, was made. Mm-hmm. And so that in itself was sort of an unusual way of revealing the winners. The shortlist was also revealed online by Twitter. And it was interesting to win under these circumstances because there was no ceremony. We didn't get to partake of the usual Toronto pageantry. That was actually nice because it sort of sank in slowly, and there was no moment of an intense burst of energy and recognition and acknowledgement. Of course, that did happen online, but it wasn't as immediate because, you know, I'm still in my own home, I can choose to look at social media when I want to. So it was definitely a slower, more mellow experience.
Okay. Well, this is a question sort of in the same vein. Name something that gave you pleasure today. I would have said recently, but I thought it might have been this prize.
I will say that with the prize, one of the things that happened was that for about maybe 2.5 days, it was like time slowed down and everything became sort of honeyed, like the color and consistency of honey. That's what life was like for about 2.5 days. And then I had a confrontation with someone in the lineup for a grocery store, and life suddenly re-entered the picture. And that moment of slow, honeyed ease was totally interrupted. But in terms of a sense of something that gave me pleasure today was, sometimes it's just the little things. Like I wake up, I sit by the window where a lot of light floods in, next to these two jade plants that my partner's mother gave me. And they are flourishing by the window. And I read, and that's how I start my mornings. And that gives me a sense of, I guess, peace and ease to start the day.
I'm sorry to hear about the confrontation. Do you want to talk about it? Was it bad?
No, it was a minor confrontation. Okay. It was like a low-level skirmish. You know, it wasn't something like intense or anything like that. And I think I've processed it and I've moved beyond it. But thanks, though. I appreciate
it. I was
that.
Like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
No, just one of those like daily life, you know, little.
Right.
Little things that you get into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're entering this phase now where, you know, provinces like Quebec and Ontario are talking about reopening. And I was wondering if you were asked to give words or rhythm to this reopening, what might that read or sound like?
Oh, well, in Montreal, there's been, in Quebec, there's been the, I guess, a desire to open up quickly and to reopen the economy and have people back at work and people back in school. And then, you know, there's been a push and then there have been several retreats. So it would definitely be a rhythm that is choppy and broken. There's been a lot of uncertainty about how that reopening is going to function. And Monday the 25th was the first day where businesses that have a street entrance, so not shops in malls, but street entrance businesses, were able to reopen. And some businesses did open, but it wasn't sort of a really broad embrace of the idea of opening. And a lot of people weren't frequenting the stores. And so I would say the rhythm would have a lot of hesitation. It would be choppy. It would double back on itself. It would be of irregular tempo, sort of speeding and slowing unpredictably. It would definitely be improvised.
Hmm. What about any words that come to mind?
There's a word in French, a great word, saccadé, which means, I guess, choppy. Saccadé would be the word.
What's something you think might never be the same after this?
I would say really intimate human experiences where people come together and to support one another. I think will be hit very hard in many ways, but those people who have gone through those kinds of intimate experiences, like grieving or mourning, during this time, they will, even if things do go back to a different normal in the future, they will forever be sort of moved by this moment, marked by it. And if things don't go back to normal, I think those processes will be sort of the most transformed.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.